NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, we're Dad Jokes, and I'm Ian.
I'm Matt.
And we're on Long Player, and we're talking about our brand new record,
Watch Out for the Bullies.
Where do the album title, Watch Out for the Bullies, come from?
It's a quote from my mom, actually. When we were on tour in Canada last year, we went to my hometown, was like the starting point of the tour, and so we got a rental car, and we were about to leave and go to Toronto, and my mom like was waiting, standing at the door of the house, like watching us set up the car.
Classic mum, like sitting there making sure we're safe and doing everything right.
Yeah, and she came down and she brought me, like, she's like, do you boys need any water? Do you need anything?
Granola bars,
you know? And I was like, okay, mom, I guess so. And then she like came back with like sparkling water and like waited by the door again because she wanted to like wave as we drove off. And then we're still like messing around in the car, just sorting ourselves out. And then she came up again. Can't remember what she said the second time, but she came back a third time and she said, you boys just stick together and watch out for the bullies. And I was like, okay, mom. Yep. And then Matt just, she like rolled up the window and then Matt just said, write that down.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Save it.
And we didn't know what we were going to call the album it or anything. But 6 months later, as we were trying to think of a name for the album, I was going through my phone memos and it was just sitting there. I was like, oh my God, Matt.
What is second puberty about?
So second puberty is when you are like 13 and then everyone's like, you're going to go through some changes in your body. And you're like, oh, cool. And then 17 comes around and you're like, oh, it's all done. Sweet. This is done. And then 27 comes around and then all of a sudden more happens. And you're like, what? I didn't, like, I got back hair now and I got like zits coming out of everywhere. And it's just a bad, bad scene. But
27, I still can't grow facial hair.
Yeah. It'll come.
I know. Thanks, Dad.
JoJo is about our friend JoJo from the States, and he was over on tour with his band Guantanamo Baywatch, and we toured with them, and as they were coming back up to Auckland from Wellington, we stopped in Taupo so they could get like that beautiful scenic lake shot.
Skim some rocks.
Yeah, and we're just hanging by the beach, and as they were posing for their photo, these two black swans swam up, and they just were like...
He kind of pestered them and we were like, don't do it. Don't go near the swan. They're crazy. And he was like, no, the swans are so beautiful. And I've kind of got to get the photo with them kind of thing.
No, he just kind of wanted to touch the swans. And we're like, that's a bad idea. And everyone was backing away while he was inching forward. And then the swan lunged at him.
Don't know.
210 Todd. So this is another song about a friend, because that's our thing, I guess, is writing songs about friends. I've lived in Ottawa, Canada for 5 or 6 years, and one of my good friends, his name's Todd, and when he was in high school, he claims that he pushed 210 shopping carts in one push while he was working at Walmart. Last time we were there on tour, we were chatting, and I jokingly told him that I was going to write a song about him, and then 5 months later, I sent him the finished song and said, this is going on our album, I hope you like it. And he was just in shock, and then I said, do you want to make the music video? And he said, because he's an animator, and he said, yeah. So he's the guy who's behind, he stars in the video, and he made it all himself, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Commando is about the 1987 action hit Commando, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's pretty much scene by scene the entire plot of the film. It's all spoilers.
The best thing about that song is it's one of my favorites to play, but I've never seen the movie. I wish that song was actually about Die Hard.
Oh,
Waster.
Waster.
It's the hit. It's the number 5 single. Got charted on BFM.
So this is our diss song on us, because it's all about having heaps of time and not, well, not heaps of money, but having some money, but then just wasting it on stupid stuff, like getting home from work and then...
just ordering pizza every night.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And then you're like, where did all my money go? And you look at your bank account and it's all gone to Whammy Bar.
Every week you get the same pay and you're like, man, I've got, like, I should have more things to show for it, but you really just have a wasted day because you're always hungover on Sundays after going out, or you eat pizza 4 times in a week. And then you're like, oh man, I need to not eat pizza 4 times in a week.
But then you do it again the next week.
Yeah, and the week after. I waste my money.
Confidence is one of our like oldest songs that we still play. There's a bit in the song that everyone ends up singing that wasn't in my original version. Matt was like, you need to have this little bit. And then I said, no. And then when we played a show in Australia and one of our friends just sang it, took the microphone and sang it into it, and then it kind of stuck. And so, yeah.
It's... every time we play a show, our friends come up and do the no confidence bit, which is in the recording. Like, we put it in the album.
Yeah.
So it's kind of great that we've got all our friends to actually come in and do that bit on the song. Yeah. And it's a bit now that if it's not, like if we play it live, where we're playing to people we don't know, I still have to do the bit because it's stuck like so much that the song doesn't work in my head playing the drums without it. So
yeah, and it took me like 2 years to come around to be like liking it.
Because it makes the song way tougher.
Yeah.
Got no confidence when it comes to consequence. It turns out everything I ever do is dumb. And I got no common sense when it comes to compliments. It turns out everything I ever say is wrong. No confidence!
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.